So Rahul Dravid agreeing to come on board reportedly as India's head coach after Ravi Shastri. Is this just what the doctor ordered? We'll have Sharda Ogra joining us, senior cricket journalist, and Charu Sharma is with us, sports analyst, cricket commentator, director of the Pro Kabaddi League. Mr. Sharma, first to you, what do you make of this? And one big takeaway at least that, you know, we are moving away from having a foreign coach?
Hi there. For starters, do please call me Charu.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we have moved away because, I mean, the last few years there has been no overseas coach. There's nothing wrong with either an overseas coach or an Indian. There is, I think, a certain advantage having a homegrown coach because of just knowing the Indian psyche better. And the job of a coach, really, of a senior national team coach, is much more of a man manager. And if you extend that a bit, if I may use the term, and I don't mean it derogatory, an ego manager, because you have to bring all these people together. They are the best players in the land. Some of them are the best players in the world. As a coach, what can you possibly make them do which they don't already know? It's really just learning how to gel together and being comfortable together and managing all the different personalities in a team. I don't think Rahul is going to teach somebody how to bowl or how to field or how to whatever else on the cricket field. There's a lot of other support. There'll be bowling coaches, batting coaches, fielding coaches and everything else. But it's just a sort of an MD, general manager kind of role where you want to make sure that everybody's okay. Anybody needs any help, please come and talk to me. But it's very difficult at that level. Under 19, yes. Smaller teams, yes. Sure. But at the senior national level, everybody's a major global star. And you just have to make sure that if they need you for anything, that you're always open, accessible, and comfortable.
And
as a personality...
An extremely valid point. And so let me bring in Sharda Ogra here. Sharda, you know, the word Charu mentioned was ego management. So let me ask you then, what are the dynamics between Virat Kohli and Rahul Dravid? Everybody knows, you know, what happened with Anil Kumble. I mean, was Virat Kohli consulted? This is a team where Kohli, you know, mostly called the shots, or at least I should say till that Australia tour earlier this year.
There is no clarity as to how this has panned out, though it's very clear that the board, particularly, I think, Sourav Ganguly has a part in this, that they want Dravid to be in charge. Though you're reading reports in which the board is trying to present itself to say that, listen, Dravid is doing this because he has no other choice. He does have a choice. His choice is to say no. But at the same time, they're saying that, look...
And he's been doing that for, I think, a couple of years, 5-6 years.
Exactly. They've been trying to do this. What this is with reference to Kohli and Dravid in the past, I think that at the moment, you have to assume that both will say, fine, let's take this step ahead and see what happens. And Virat Kohli's career at this point in time, he's had a couple of runs where he hasn't scored 100 in a while, and there's all this going on. And at the same time, if you bring someone like Dravid in, you would think that he would be able to help Kohli in this through this particular phase. Hmm. And at the same time, because of his stature in the game, I don't think that they try and pull off the stunt, which it was stunt against Kumble, which is what happened. And don't forget, you know, the board at that time was different CEO. That was a terribly unsafe incident. Happened. It's unlikely to happen
at the same time. Okay. Charu, I want to ask you, as what Sharda Ogra mentioned, she said there's a lack of clarity, right? Now, we have Rahul Dravid, everyone's going gaga, Mr. Nice Guy, great, And let me be honest, I don't really follow cricket, so which is why I think I'm in the right position to ask this question, right? When you're saying there's no clarity, there doesn't seem to be any appointment of, due diligence, no process, no interview, and, you know, all that's fine. Rahul Dravid is a great guy. I'm sure this is what the doctor ordered. But from someone on the outside, I would ask, like, does this set a bad precedent, right? Are we bending rules? Are we setting a bad precedent in an already cliquish club where there doesn't seem to be any transparency when you're not following it as closely as all of you guys are?
Well, I suppose that would be relevant were it, if I may use the term, nobody. But, you know, Rahul Dravid doesn't have to go sit in front of 10 people and say, excuse me, you know, I played a bit of cricket and will you please look at me and look at my record and what have you. So in this case or in many such cases, there's no problem in appointing somebody you feel is the right man for the job. I mean, what are interviews after all anyway? You want him to apply and be one of the 20 people and then select him because you feel he's the best? This is fine. It's not a major breach of any protocol here. If the board wants to ask for applications, they are free to. If the board says, no, we want you, they're free to ask. And if that person agrees, that's fine. Because even now, Rahul will ask for several assistants. He doesn't have to go and say, okay, can we have applications for bowling coach, batting coach, this coach, that coach? He says, I want you, and I want you, and I want you. And you have to allow them that leeway, because after all, you know, the responsibility is theirs. Now, if you throw somebody at the team, and if you throw somebody at Rahul saying, these are your assistant coaches, then you're not allowing him that freedom of operating with the people he wishes to operate with or he's comfortable with. So I don't have a problem with this protocol at all. The Indian Cricket Board is headed by somebody who's a very close friend and a colleague of Rahul, who knows exactly what Rahul brings to the table. Rahul's been in the coaching world as well. You haven't plucked him from a non-coaching world. So everything points out, you know, to good directions. And if Rahul is happy to take the job, that's a good sign, because he's not accepting it reluctantly, one hopes. Although in the past he was sort of reluctant. Remember though, Sarah, it's a crown of thorns, the job of the Indian coach.
Sure.
It's a very high responsibility, very high delivery kind of job, which is based on people who you can't control. He's not going to go on the field. He's not going to bat a ball or whatever. So, you know, in the past, why did very sort of accomplished Indian players not accept the job? It's because they know, as Rahul will know, that you can't really influence the team inside the ground. I mean, they will lose, they will win. If they win, great, thank you. If they lose, it's like, oh my God, terrible coach. So it's a crown of thorns, and I'm glad that he's accepted responsibility. He's a wonderful young man, and I'm sure he'll do well. It's just that the coach has a limited influence, Sarah. It's the players inside the field who are doing 98% of the work.
Sure.
So they work well, great. No player says that, oh, that coach, he's our coach, let's lose today. He's our coach, let's win today. I mean, they're all professionals.
Okay, Sharda, I'm almost out of time, but I do want to get your views also on that question, because you've been smiling throughout. Yes, he's the best candidate. Yes, he makes total sense. And why not follow due process?
Sarah, I'm a bit of a pedant at this point, but I have to say that no due process is being followed inside the BCCI. Okay, firstly, the BCCI has not made an announcement regarding Dravid. So that's still not there.
Sure.
At the same time, the president and the secretary of the BCCI are illegally in their position in terms of what the court said about a year ago. So you're here working in a world of many rules being flaunted. Never mind being, never mind this process. Now, the BCCI can listen, we'll put up an advertisement and we'll do whatever, but we are operating in this murky world of a lack of rules. Who cares about due diligence? Who cares about a professional setup? So this is the world we are living in, and that's why we are here discussing this story at the point, and all the best both to Dravid and to Kohli, wherever the future.
All right. I'm sure this is probably a question on many people's minds outside of, that internal circle in the BCCI. But thank you all so much. A big day, a big move, a big day for Indian cricket and lovers of Indian cricket. Thank you all for joining us on Left, Right and Centre.